for Australia?
Aaron Finch looks like he's in good nick at the moment. He batted well at Pakistan. He's a good short version cricketer. He's captain. I'd be backing Aaron Finch, and he's probably short odds, but I'd be going with him.
Okay, Aaron Finch, high bat, 375 in that one. And just quickly, I know, look, since you famously tipped Green Moon to win, you've also...
Say that. Is it running this week?
No, Green Moon's not running this week. Wondered, did you have a tip for the Melbourne Cup?
Not yet. I haven't done the form yet, Jim, but I'll be doing it over the next couple of days. And I didn't really, until the barrier draw yesterday, I really didn't want to keep my powder dry. But over the next couple of days, I will look at the form. And if you want, Jim, I'll ring you exclusively and give you a tip.
That'd be fantastic.
For you only.
Yeah,
and on that basis, you know I haven't looked at the form, Graham. That's why I'm not answering that question.
That's exactly right. 24 runners this year, Stuart, and it's on Tuesday. So just to let you know.
200 metres again this year, is it?
3,200 metres. Yes, amazing, isn't it? It's just incredible. Good on you, mate. We do appreciate that. Good luck for the Aussies today. And we'll enjoy chatting to you throughout the course of this summer.
Good on you, boys. Have a good day.
Stewie Clark there. His thoughts on the game of cricket. They make a lot of sense, Raymond, don't they?
They did. You turn that ship around, Jim. It's a few years of pain, I think, coming up for Australian cricket fans.
I think you might be right. 1353 53. That is the open line number. We'll take a break after the break. Our legend of the game. We're looking forward to this. The legendary Glenn Boss.
I'm Sarah Warmby. Prime Minister Scott Morrison will announce funding for new water infrastructure for Townsville during his four-day trip to Queensland. The Sunday Mail reports that the federal government will provide $195 million to fund a second pipeline to the Burdekin River to ensure the town's water supply for the next 20 years. The town currently gets its water from the Ross River Dam, and this is supplemented during drought by water from the Burdekin River. The second pipeline has been recommended by a Townsville Water Security Task Force. A 72-year-old Australian nun who angered the Philippine president by joining anti-government protests has used her final hours in the country to call on Filipinos to fight human rights abuses. Sister Patricia Fox has been in the Philippines for 27 years but had to leave after her passport was confiscated. Her forced return to Australia comes after the nation's hardline president, Rodrigo Duterte, accused her of meddling in internal politics through involvement in human rights campaigns. Sister Patricia says she hopes to go back to the Philippines soon.
I mean, I feel very sad, especially when I see people and I think, when will I see them? It's a song, when will I see them again? So it's sad. But I'm also saying, I'm not being deported. I'm actually going out under duress, but I'm not being deported.
A man has been arrested after another man was allegedly attacked with a broken bottle in northwest Sydney. Emergency services found a man aged in his 20s with wounds to his head and neck at a service station on Victoria Road in West Ryde late last night. A man aged in his 20s was arrested at the scene and inquiries are continuing. A baby humpback whale has been freed by rescuers off the Gold Coast after becoming trapped in shark netting. Kim Cartwright reports.
Rescue crews say it took about a half an hour to free the animal, which was spotted tangled in the burleyhead's net shortly after 5 a.m. yesterday. The calf's distressed mother was nearby. SeaWorld's Director of Marine Sciences, Trevor Long, who was one of the rescuers, says the whale suffered some superficial damage to its head but would recover in the wild. Critics of the shark nets say this, the second calf to be trapped in a month, highlights the risk of shark nets to marine populations. Kim Cartwright, Air News.
Overseas, South and North Korea have agreed to inform the International Olympic Committee of their plan to co-host the 2032 Summer Olympics. Bruce Harrison reports from Seoul.
Sport is one of the few areas in which North and South Korea have repeatedly cooperated. But Seoul and Pyongyang want more than unified sports teams. They want the Olympics on both sides of their shared border. Two countries have never jointly hosted the Olympics, summer or winter, and it's very unclear how that would work logistically. North Korea would likely need outside funding for infrastructure, but that could violate current international sanctions punishing the North for its nuclear weapons program. Earlier this year, IOC President Thomas Bach said the committee welcomes North and South Korea's intent to host the Games. But progress on a nuclear-free Korean peninsula, and not just Bach's blessing, may be the only way forward. I'm Bruce Harrison in Seoul.
And an Indonesian rescue diver has died in a search operation for a jet that crashed early this week near Jakarta. Supercars officials face accusations of bias after Shane Van Gisbergen was let off the hook for a wheel spin in pit lane yesterday. The title-changing decision has been likened to Billy Slater's shoulder charge downgrade prior to the NRL Grand Final, given the high stakes in New Zealand. The Red Bull HRT driver won yesterday's 200-kilometre race by just half a second over his championship rival and fellow Kiwi Scott McLaughlin in an electric contest. But for much of the race and for 3 hours afterwards, his championship hopes were in the hands of race stewards. The race result leaves Van Gisbergen 2 points behind McLaughlin in the series standings. The Australian one-day captain Aaron Finch says his side isn't dwelling on its past record despite losing 16 of their last 18 matches. He says the players are feeling positive as they take on South Africa in today's one-day international series opener at Perth Stadium.
I think it'd be unfair to the guys coming into the squad to dwell too much on the negatives. I think that whenever you have new guys coming in, it's about making them feel comfortable in the environment, not trying to put doubt or fear in their mind about an end result.
In rugby, the All Blacks have crushed Japan 69-31 in Tokyo. In the other games, Wales beat Scotland and England beat South Africa. And in the A-League, there were wins for Western Sydney, Melbourne and Perth. Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Sauvignon Blanc Semillon. By Devoortly, of course. Here's the traffic.
Make entertaining these holidays even better with King Living. The King for Christmas sale is on now. For pre-Christmas delivery and up to 50% off selected furniture designs, visit King Living today. In Chatswood, Nelson Street Bridge is closed permanently as of this weekend. Look out for a special event, Clearways, along Bondi Road from Oxford Street down to Sandridge Street for the last day of Sculpture by the Sea. And in Sutherland, one southbound lane is closed on the Princess Highway from President Avenue to Farnell Avenue for the charity bike ride on today. Bushfire season is here. Ask yourself, how fireproof is your plan? Find out from New South Wales RFS at myfireplan.com.au. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
90 footy legends, 6 teams, playing for over $100,000 in prize money and raising money for the Mark Hughes Foundation. The Legends of League return. One action-packed day of old-school rugby league. Come marvel at the skills of household names. Menzies, Baderas, Hindmarsh and Saylor. Saturday, November 17, Central Coast Stadium. Get your tickets now for the Legends of League from Ticketek.
Experience glamorous spring carnival racing at Western Sydney's Jewel this Thursday.
It's Ladies' Day on Oaks Day at Hawkesbury Race Club.
Featuring the listed Lander Toyota Ladies' Day Cup and the Sky Racing Provincial Series. Plus live music, fashions on the field and great prizes. Catch the train and hop off at Clarendon or parking is free. Entry only $15. Free for ATC members, children, concession card holders and TAB rewards members. Details and bookings at hawkesburyraceclub.com.au.
And now for the most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
The very best of U.S. racing 7 days a week.
Looking at Lee, can't catch, always dreaming, who's the 143rd winner of the Kentucky Derby.
Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
So I'm in the home of
Deb.
She's about to work out how easy it is to listen to her favourite radio station on any Amazon Alexa device.
Oh, fun.
Just say, Alexa, play, then say the name of your favourite radio station.
Alexa, play the name of your favourite radio station.
Huh? No, you say, Alexa, play non-stop AM.
Play non-stop AM.
Forget about the mall obligation.
Oh, what if that's not my favourite radio station?
Controlling the radio with your voice is now unbelievably easy with Amazon Alexa. Get yours at amazon.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Partly cloudy today, light winds becoming north to northeasterly, 20 to 30 kilometres an hour in the morning, and then becoming light in the late evening, a maximum of 24 degrees and a 10% chance of rain in Sydney town today. Raymond, what about right now at Granville and today at Goulburn?
Yeah, currently at Granville, 22 degrees, partly cloudy, heading for a top of 28, a bit warmer out west, James. Goulburn today, heading for a top temperature of 27 degrees, partly cloudy.
Extra brutal length, a length and a quarter. He's brave, he's strong, he wins the derby.
from Sadio Mane. And Leno couldn't keep it. And Milner crashed it home. And Liverpool snatched the lead.
Here's Bruce Kamau and on goal. A chance for Kamau to set himself up for a shot. Or Bell-Johan to score. First A-League goal for Alexander Bell-Johan.
This is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas.
Yeah, welcome back. Final hour of the program. We are excited about it too because our legend of the game is Glenn Boss, and we'll have a chat to him very shortly as well. Coming up, we've got a sports update from Tanya. We've got our new competition, Raymond, all courtesy of the ATC. It's our mystery voice comp. We played a little tease earlier. Any ideas? You got? Did you have any? Or do you know?
I can't give them away that. Well, only because you told me before. We can't be giving away any clues, Jim.
I thought you didn't know. Anyway,
I did guess it wrong when you told me first.
Right, anyway, okay. It's not easy. We know that. It's not easy. And, of course, we'll speak to Trent Lenscale. Phil Moss will give us the latest in the world of football, too. We've got some big games in the A-League and across the EPL. And just on that, time now to be rewarded at Panthers with the Panthers score update. With Panthers' new loyalty program, Panthers Rewards, there's never been a better time to be a member of the Panthers family, Raymond. I know you are. For only $5, members receive over $1,000 worth of rewards. Details at panthers.com.au or call 1300-PANTHERS. So some A-League results. Sydney FC dominant on Friday night against Melbourne City. 3-0 in that one. The Western Sydney Wanderers, a big win for them as well. 3-0 against the Wellington Phoenix. Newcastle Jets went down to the victory. 1-0 in that grand final replay. And Perth Glory, on the back of a couple of Keogh goals there, 2-1 against the Brisbane Roar. The game today, the Central Coast Mariners up against Adelaide United. No Usain Bolt. Thoughts on that, Ray?
Gonski, well, our good friend Phil Moss predicted it right from the start, didn't he? He said it was not going to end well. So, what's the plans for Usain Bolt? He was actually at Flemington yesterday, Jim.
I think that's more in the plans than playing for the Mariners, I would have thought. And you know what?
Year or week.
And you know what? Yeah. He's deserved the right to it.
Oh, he can do what he likes.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just some NBL updates too for panthers.com.au on, that was on Thursday night. Brisbane versus Adelaide, 108-98. The Kings on Friday night, 86-79 over Illawarra. Then last night we had Perth. They are one of the great sporting franchises in this country. 92 points to 78 over New Zealand. That's the long road trip. And Melbourne United, a good win for them, despite the fact that Chris Golding didn't contribute anything. 98 points to 85 over Cairns. And as we mentioned, the game today, Adelaide versus Brisbane, and then the big game on Monday night down there in Melbourne. Melbourne up against Sydney. 1353-53 is the open line number. Our legend of the game today is the legendary Glenn Boss. Really needs no introduction. Three Melbourne Cups, 2003, 2004, 2005. Three Cox Plates, two Golden Slippers, 81 Group 1 wins across a career.
Hall of Famer
across a career that continues over in Singapore at the moment. It's great to have him on the line from Singapore as our legend of the game in the lead-up to the great race on Tuesday, Glenn Boss. G'day, Glenn.
Good morning, guys. How are you both?
Yeah, we're really well. What's this time of year mean for Glenn Boss? Do you get a little more excited? Does your mind go back to those legendary days with Maccabi Diva? How do you feel this week, Glenn?
I've been over here for a little while now, so I'm completely out of the loop. Apart from going back and watching Wings win her fourth Cox Plate last Saturday, when you've been away and not riding there, it probably means less and less at the moment. But it's obviously best time of the year. If you're there, of course, it's a great time of the year to be there. But unfortunately for me, I'm not. So it's a bittersweet, I suppose.
Yeah, good morning, Glenn. Fortunately for us, though, you've given us so many memories over the years, and we were talking about earlier with Jimmy, three of the great Melbourne Cup rides on one of the greatest days, probably the greatest day I've seen Maccabi Diva. And can we go back to 2003, Glenn, and going into that first Cup, obviously there was none of the focus that was on the great champion there in years to come, but were you confident going into 2003 on Maccabi Diva?
Yeah, we were very confident. You know, she came off the back of what was a very good run in the Caulfield Cup. She drew 22 or something in the Caulfield Cup, and we rode her back, and she went from last, and she weed your way through, and she ran a great four. And, you know, going to the Cup, obviously that was one of the highlighted runs of the Caulfield Cup. And, you know, she had 51 kilos going into that first Cup. And she trained on really well from the Caulfield Cup going into the Melbourne Cup. David Hall just had a peak in at the right time, and she just seemed to come on from the run. And, you know, we were reasonably confident given the, you know, the circus great run and the circumstance that we'd have the right horse that could, you know, certainly win me my first Cup. And she just, you know, she was magnificent on the day, and she just went out and gave me a great ride, and she was super. So it wasn't unexpected, put it that way.
Okay. It may not have been unexpected, but when it happens, Glenn, and you're a young guy from Queensland, you leave school at 15, you're apprenticed out at Gympie, and then it's the Gold Coast, and then your career blossoms at Sydney. When you go across that line in 2003, what does it mean for a bloke who has had struggles, make sacrifices, had your own injury concerns? What does it mean, that moment?
Oh, it's an incredible way. It's very, very hard to describe it. Well, I can describe it, because for a lot of people, they just ask this question often, I had the opportunity, I was in Hong Kong riding, I had the opportunity to come back and ride a man called Champagne for connections, I got beaten in the nose by Jezebel, right? And I was in front everywhere, but with about two or three strides to go, and my mare, Champagne, faltered, and she just didn't quite finish the race off. And I went back into the room after that race, and I was actually physically ill. It actually hurt me that much. And
wow.
It took me weeks and weeks to get over it. Like, I had nightmares, and I struggled for a long time. And I rode Champagne really well. There's no excuse, but just the fact that for a moment there, I actually had the Cup in my hands, and then it was taken away from me. And so when you're on the flip side of the coin, when you win the race, it's just the emotions and the feelings that you get from winning. It means a lot to us as jockeys. It means a lot to a lot of Australians, and it means a lot to people around the world at now, because it's simply one of the greatest races in the world now. So, to win it, it's just a relief. You know, you want to make sure that you hopefully do get to win one in your lifetime. It's a lot of emotions, that's for certain.
It's interesting you say that, Glenn, because Corey Brown tells a very similar story when he was beaten on Bower by Viewed in 2008. And he said it took him weeks, months to get over it, because he thought that might be his one and only chance to win a Melbourne Cup. He didn't have to wait 5 years like you did. He went on Shocking the following year, but he spoke about just how shattered he was when Bower just got beaten by Viewed. So it must be leave an indelible impression on jockeys every time they ride in the race.
Yeah, and I'm very, very close to Corey, and I actually seen how much that affected him. He was broken after that race, and it was broken for quite a while. The opportunity to get yourself in a position to be on a horse in this race, a chance, and but that doesn't guarantee you victory. So, you know, to get the chance to actually win one, it's just off the charts. So, you don't take it lightly, and it is what it is. You know, people do say, oh, well, it sounds like a bit romantic and a bit, you know, they're talking up a bit. That's exactly how it is for jockeys to win a race.
All right, you've won one in 2003. There's a change of stable. You come back again in 2004. Additional pressure, different. And Ray and I were discussing which is the great ride. Is it 2004? Is it 2005? So it's hard to split them from that point of view. But how is 2004 different to 2003?
Yeah, much different. You know, she had a pretty lackluster autumn, but then she come back in the spring under the care of Lee Freeman, and she just blossomed. And Lee was handed, you know, the keys to a very, very good vehicle. Don't put that wrong. But she just done very well down at that property down in Mornington. And, she blossomed and she got bigger and stronger. And, we sort of had the feeling that she was going so much better that spring. When we got to that day, and obviously, you know, that Vinnie Rowe was in town, who was the world's best 2 mile at the time. He was is in cracking form, and you know, they expected to win. And when the rain came that day, they probably thought that it even more so they'd win. But you know, she never really had any kinks in her armour as well, especially on wet tracks. She was pretty effective on wet ground, and I was lucky enough to get a really good run in the race. And I don't think I think I went around one horse in the whole race. You know, and she put Vinny Rowe to bed. You know, she was just so magnificent that day. She beat him by a length and three quarters. And, that was probably one of her very, very best victories, because she just really had to do all the right thing. You know, she had 55 kilos, I think, that day. And she had to beat arguably the best stayer in the world at the time. So she was super that day.
Yeah, Glenn, 2005, unlike us mere mortals, this was a racehorse that got better with age, and her 2005 calendar year was extraordinary. She broke a track record in the Australian Cup at Flemington. She won a BMW. She became a weight for age champion in the Cox Plate. Going into what was going to be potentially an historic Melbourne Cup three-peat, the pressure, I remember I was ghosting your column during that spring, Glenn, and for News Limited papers, and the pressure on you, the pressure on Lee Friedman. I've only ever seen it twice since, and that was with the Black Caviar days and now with Winx. How did you cope with that immense pressure building up to the third Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, I mean, Ray, you know, I actually just enjoyed it. I used to love those moments. I mean, I'm that guy that loves being in the spotlight, you know. I love riding the horse in this big moment. You know, the more pressure, the more, you know, the more buzz around, and just the better I become for some reason. And, you know, I just really enjoyed the whole experience of that whole spring. You know, she was the massive headline, and she, like, Lee had got a flying that she won first up that preparation. And, you know, she came off the back of an amazing win in the Cox Plate. And, you know, she was just, there was so much going on around her at the time, the weight, you know, the expectation. And but after her gallop on Derby morning at Mornington Racetrack, I was like a kid with, you know, waiting for Christmas time to wait and open up that present, because she was flying. Like, she was so good at the time. And after that, she did that gallop, I just had to leave. It's all over. They just won't beat it. If it, you know, luck and run in, it won't be beaten. And I was so confident that day. And it was one of the most enjoyable race days I've ever had in my life. I just was there, and just to enjoy the moment. All I was there to do was to not disappoint her. If I didn't disappoint her, she would win. And that's all I had to do, was do the right things for her on the day. And fortunate enough, I was able to give her a good ride, and she just did the rest. And, and that was an incredible moment.
Obviously, Mackayvie Devi gave you a lot of confidence, but you're a guy who has confidence, Glenn. Where's that confidence come from? Where's the showmanship come from?
I've got no idea, to be honest. I really have no idea. I just love those moments. It's just, I back myself every time on a big day, and I can truly sit here and tell you guys, I'm proud of probably every Group 1 I've ever ridden in, every race, every Group 1 race I've ever ridden in. I can sit here and promise you that I don't think I've stuffed up too many in my lifetime, and I've ridden hundreds of them.
Yeah.
I just enjoy that moment so much, and sometimes I just get to a, and I still do, I still go to another place when I get to these big races. The volume just gets turned up so much, and I just go to a different place. And I think my levels of concentration, the levels I get to sometimes, is better than everyone else sometimes. But it's just a different thing. You put on your game face and you go out and just walk in and get the job done. And I think, and you just enjoy those moments, because they come and go very quickly. But you just get it there and get the job done as best you can, and hopefully, you know, more times than often you come out with victory.
Glenn, in that 2005 Cup, when she sprinted to the lead before the clock tower, I think, and history was in front of you, could you get a chance to enjoy that last 100 metres, knowing that you're probably creating a unique piece of racing history that won't ever be equaled again?
Yeah, right. It was a very surreal feeling. I can relive this moment. Like, I can relive every stride of her last 350 metres when she shoulder away at it, and she started to put the boosters come on, and she just sprinted there. I just knew there was no horse capable of going with her that day, even though she had the weight. So I could actually hear the crowd, and I could actually hear the call coming that last 200 metres, because I just switched off and I could hear everything. And you never hear that. You never have these moments, because you're usually so into what you're doing, you're locked in. You don't hear things. You're so locked in to getting that winning post first. And I'd imagine Huey has his moments on this mare, because he generally is in front. He's third front on front, but. I could actually hear the call. I heard everything. It was just an incredible experience. So, I relived every moment of that last 350 metres, and then going past wing post. And then the funny part, I don't remember actually going past the wing post and then the talking to, let's see, I don't remember any of that. I just remember that last 350 metres. And then I was obviously taking it back to the crowd. I remember when she stood in front of it. That was probably my favourite moment. And seeing, of all the moments I've ever sat on that animal, that great athlete, my favourite moment was when I took her back down to that 200 metre mark, and I stood there and I just showed it to the crowd. And I just put my hands on the reins, and she just stood there and just took it all in. It was just a really fitting moment for a horse that was to have the last moment on a racetrack, to be at headquarters in front of that massive crowd, and just have her stand there and take it all in, and just not. One person was looking in any other direction but at her. 110 bows, I reckon.
Yeah.
All looking at her. A great moment.
Yeah. When a champion becomes a legend, the legendary call from Greg Miles as well. Glenn, why aren't you riding in the Melbourne Cup now?
I never had an offer. Simple as that. It's I've been away from Australia now 2.5 years. And this is just the evolution of the game, and I accept that. Unfortunately, I think I'm still riding as good as ever. I still have a lot to do here, but there's so many great riders at home, and I sit back and watch. And but I seem to think that the offers will probably never come my way again to ride in the Melbourne Cup. It's unfortunate, but that's just the reality of reality, and I have to accept that. And so I'll just keep doing what I'm doing here at the moment, and you never know. One day, one year, you never know. But at this stage, you've got to face reality, and that's simple as that.
Yeah, hopefully you are back on the big stage, Glenn, because it's so informing to watch. Glenn, you did say you were at Moonee Valley last week. You saw Winks. What did you make of Australian Racing's latest great champ?
Oh, I sat there and cried after the victory. Just to watch... her parade and the people stand up and they clap their all the way to her. She went to the barriers and just to watch Huey's composure, he just went out there and he's got so much trust in his animal, as you would expect. She's got so much on me, on everything at the moment. All he has to do is just keep it clean and keep it simple. And he knows that she's going to win. There's no two ways about that. But just the way she's received, she comes back and she receives every great accolade that she deserves. And to watch Chris, the way he's kept it together and kept it, kept it simple, and just the way he's been able to manage this great animal, it's a sight to behold, to be honest. So great teamwork, great, beautifully ridden all the time. And she's just a great mare, and to say that you were actually there on that day, just to watch that, is something that you'll never ever forget.
Well, you're a name that's synonymous with this time of year, Glenn, legend of the turf. We really appreciate your time this morning. I know it's early over there in Singapore, and you are in the middle of work as well, so we do appreciate that. Glenn, it's been fantastic taking a walk down memory lane with you.
Anytime, guys. Thanks a lot. It's a pleasure.
There he is, Glenn Boss, legendary jockey, Hall of Famer, as Raymond says, 81 Group 1s, and, of course, quite famously, 3 Melbourne Cups on the great mare, Mackayby Duva. A break, Raymond, and then we're back with more.
It's Brett Ogle here. Look, Drummond Golf has asked me to do a world first on radio, a 15-hour commercial where I read out their entire stock list to prove that only Drummond Golf has a range that includes all the famous brands in bags, clubs, buggies, balls, shoes, clothing and accessories. But like you, I'd rather be out playing golf. So if anyone from Drummond Golf asks, can you tell them you heard the 15-hour ad and it was fantastic? Thanks.
punters, we bet you. You can't find a better betting app than the Tab app. With more live Sky Racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data and expert analysis from the best in the business. Download the Tab app today and stay ahead of the game. Tab. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Sports fans, as we approach the end of 2018, let's put the year's sporting disappointments behind us. Not every team can win. It's the moments that matter. We all love a great sporting erection.
I think you'll find that's resurrection, Andrew.
Eh, whatever your sporting fix, there's no better way to plan around sport than Sportsia, the gurus of planning for as long as Laurie Daly has lived outside of Judy. Order the 2019 Sportsia Diary at sportsia.com.au. That's sportsia.com.au. Sports year. Planet rights.
On the Big Sports Breakfast weekend, with a sports update, here's Tanya Thomas.
The $4.50 Melbourne Cup favourite Yucatan drew barrier 23 for Tuesday's big race. If he wins, he'll be the shortest Melbourne Cup favourite to win the race since Mackayby Diva in 2005. Trained by Aidan O'Brien, he'll be ridden by James McDonald. Second favourite Magic Circle at $9 drew barrier 17 and will have last year's winning jockey Corey Brown on board. The Wanderers recorded their first win of the A-League season, outclassing the Phoenix in horrendous weather last night in Wellington 3-0. Both teams now have a win, a loss and a draw from three rounds. In the grand final replay, despite taking 11 shots less, Melbourne Victory beat Newcastle 1-0. And in the later game, Perth beat Brisbane in Perth 2-1. A New Zealand B team ran in 10 tries to defeat Japan 69-31 in the rugby test in Tokyo. Coach Steve Hansen opted to field a second string lineup for the match and fly his top team, who beat the Wallabies last week in Yokohama, to London to prepare for the blockbuster test against England at Twickenham next weekend. Overnight, the Poms withstood an early onslaught and came back to beat South Africa 12-11. Australian cricket is looking to put recent dramas aside when the one-day squad takes on South Africa in the series opener this afternoon at Perth Stadium. Coach Justin Langer hopes a policy of elite honesty will help to transform the organisation and win back the trust of the public. Ladder leaders Perth continued their unbeaten home record with a 92-78 NBL win over New Zealand. Melbourne 98 defeated Cairns 85. The in-form Kings next play Melbourne in Melbourne tomorrow night. Australia's Minji Lee heads into today's final round of the Japan Golf Classic with a three-shot lead after an impressive 8-under-64 yesterday. Ash Barty is into the final of the WTA Elite Trophy Tournament in China, coming from a set down to beat Julia Georges in the semi-final. Meantime, Novak Djokovic beat Roger Federer in the semi of the Paris Masters in three epic sets, 7-6, 5-7, 7-6, the match going for 3 hours. He'll take on the unseeded Karen Khachanov in the final tonight, who has never played in a Masters final. Scott McLaughlin leads Shane Van Gisbergen by just 2 points in the Supercars Championship race, heading into today's second race in Auckland. Van Gisbergen won yesterday's race by half a second, which is the closest in championship history. Arctic Triumph winner Enable won this morning's Breeders' Cup at Churchill Downs, becoming the only horse in history to win the ARC Breeders' Cup Turf Double. Ridden by Frankie Dettori, she has only raced 3 times this season because of injury. And in English Premier League overnight, Bournemouth 1, Manchester United 2, Everton 3, Brighton 1, Newcastle 1-0 over Watford, West Ham 4, Burnley 2, Arsenal and Liverpool 1 all, Wolverhampton 2, Tottenham 3, and boys Leicester beat Cardiff 1-0 wow. in that match in Cardiff. Which it's their first game since they lost their chairman stroke owner the last Sunday. We were talking about that horrific helicopter accident. They did postpone a league match against Southampton on Tuesday, but made the EPL match overnight in Cardiff. During the pre-match warm-up, the players were given a standing ovation by the Cardiff fans, which were lovely, and their travelling supporters wore T-shirts bearing an image of their owner's name, their face, and words "the boss" underneath it. Not trying to be disrespectful, but I cannot pronounce his name. It was Vici, and a very long surname. And as I said, I don't want to be disrespectful and really mess that up. But very much loved by the club, by the you know, the way people have been remembering him. He was
outpouring of grief, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Tremendous outpouring of grief. And listen to what he did for the club. He's a Thai billionaire. He bought Leicester in 2010 for £39 million. He cleared their debts, oversaw the club's promotion to the EPL just 4 years later, and then beat the odds of 5,000 to 1 to win that EPL title in 2015-16. One of the greatest sporting achievements.
Fairy tale.
And Phil Moss will talk about the match, obviously, when he comes up soon. But, it was a very fitting tribute for a much-loved man.
Srivdana Prava.
Thank you.
Is Vishay. And as you said, Tan, we saw it unfold last week. And
there were four others that died in the crash as well.
Exactly. The greatest fears were realised. Thank you for that, Tan. We do appreciate it. Just a quick SMS coming in here. On the back of the chat with Stewie Clark, Ray. G'day, guys. If you reckon cricket's going bad at the top, you should see it at the grassroots. Tumut/Gundagai struggling to put a comp together. Towns merging to put comps together. Game being ruined by administration and insurance. Getting the kids a game of cricket seems to be second. And it's killing the volunteers who are trying to keep the game alive. Cheers. That's from Dean Guthrie,
Dean. This is our national sport, James.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Cooter Junior's president and Southwest Slopes Junior president. So that's what it's like in the bush regions. And we have a lot of listeners around regional areas of New South Wales. Hey, time now for our mystery voice comp, Raymond.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Here it is. Call now if you think you know it.
Day in, day out, as you practice hard every day and as you go through the trenches and play with injuries and do all those things that you do, that's how you win respect. You don't do it overnight in the NBA, certainly not with guys like Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
There we go, a couple of clues at the end there. Call now if you think you know who the mystery voice is. If you are correct, the first caller through to be correct, you get a chance to go into the draw to win four tickets to the best seats in the house at the Grandview Room on Villiers Stakes Day at Randwick, Royal Randwick, December 15th. By the way, that's all courtesy of the ATC. James and Tracy and the team out there, it's a fantastic prize. So there it is. Call now if you think you know who that mystery voice was. We've got to take a break. After the break, we're speaking football with Phil Moss, and then we'll try and wake Trent Lansgale up from the couch.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer an awesome call to aim at the rich English race series. By Smart Missile, champion first crop sire and now leading third crop sire. From Serenade Lily, a winning half-sister to champion three-year-old Serenade Rose. Bred to be precocious and quick, our colts are half-brother to Vocalize, winner and dual stakes performed at two. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team at just $8,300 a share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Your family deserves to be safe and secure at home. That's where Wideline Windows and Doors can help. Their secure line screens offer security without compromising on design or your view. And their safe line window screens are designed to prevent falls, keeping your youngest family members safe and sound. For security, safety and peace of mind, call Wideline Windows and Doors or visit their website at www.wideline.com.au.
Guys and gals, grab your partner, your family or your friends and head out to Camden Way to K-Ranch Arena for the biggest cowboy Christmas ever. See Australia's elite bull riders battle for their 8 seconds of glory on top of the biggest, meanest one-ton athlete. Our best cowboys take the roughest ride of their lives, plus barrel racing, team roping, steer wrestling, clinics and lots more. Thrills, spills and non-stop rodeo action, November 8 to 18. Event calendar and bookings at kranch.com.au.
Luke Longley is the correct answer. Well done, Jeff from Kellyville. You are the first to go into the draw for the mystery voice. It wasn't Sean Penn, which was one of our callers rang up about, Raymond. You won't want to miss this one. Go. The biggest Calcutta in the eastern suburbs, the Juniors Melbourne Cup Calcutta, featuring Sky Racing's Greg Radley. I reckon Radley's been doing this for a number of years. It's a massive day out there at South Juniors. When we say the biggest, we mean it. This year, the club is guaranteeing a final prize pool of $50,000.
Wow.
Last year's winners picked up over $52,000, and this year will no doubt be huge. Tickets just $1 on the day. Get them before from the Henry Morris Bar and Legends Lounge, and you'll get two for the price of one. It's the Juniors Melbourne Cup Calcutta. Starts 3:30 this afternoon, 3:30 this afternoon, all that happening at the Juniors Anzac Parade at Kingsford. It's Honda. Terry Antonis.
Sky Sports Radio, you're tuned to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. Time to talk some football now. Ernie Merrick v. Kevin Muscat. Did we see a little bit of argy-bargy? Well, we didn't see it. Might have been the problem. Morning, Phil Moss.
Yes, good morning, guys. Nice to be on talking to you two on a Sunday morning again.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Ernie Merrick's saying that Kevin Muscat didn't shake hands with him. What's going on there, Mossy?
There's always something. You know what? The theatre in the dugouts when those two come together is almost more interesting than what's going on out in the field. So, there's always a little bit of feeling there. There was all the stories going around when Ernie left Melbourne Victory that the two had fallen out as captain and coach. So there's always something to it. But nonetheless, Kevin Muscat was the one grinning in the end because Antonis scored a wonderful goal, a left-foot bullet. Very, very similar to a goal that he scored last week from the same assist, which was Keisuke Honda.
That's right. Yeah, good morning, Phil. Hey, Phil, Sydney FC and the Wanderers, they both made real statements over the weekend, haven't they? 3-0 drubbings.
Yeah, they did. Both, as you said, Ray, both with away 3-0 wins. And that is a statement, particularly Sydney FC, given the week that they'd had. You know, the derby last Saturday, obviously, and they beat the Wanderers in that. Then they lost the FA Cup final down in Adelaide Tuesday night, had to back up, go straight to Melbourne and back up Friday night against Melbourne City. And there was two things for me that came out of that game, and that was the wonderful spirit and winning mentality of Sydney FC that I'm obviously very familiar with, but also the listlessness of, is that the word, Jimmy? Of Melbourne City. I was extremely disappointed. If ever there was a team that they could have really asked questions of, given the week that they'd had, it would have been Sydney FC. Not from a quality point of view, but obviously an energetic point of view, but I thought Sydney were much the better in the energy levels, the quality levels, obviously ruthless in front of goal. Lafondra's proven himself already to be a wonderful signing by Steve Corica.
Yep.
And Paolo Retre, I thought, was brilliant. He scored a goal and laid on an assist for Lafondra against his old club, and he looks like he's really mounting a case to be a starting 11 player at Sydney FC.
Let's go to the English Premier League, and as much as I'd love to stick it to you about Liverpool only getting the 1 point and, of course, Man United getting home late, let's start with Leicester. Even though they're away from home, and I'm just catching some scenes of it this morning, just incredible, the outpouring of grief from the fans, the respect shown by not only the players, the coaching staff, but also by the Cardiff City fans. A special moment.
It certainly was, Jimmy, and I've seen those scenes as well and watched them last night. But, it just shows, you know, that sport is such a unifying force.
Yeah.
And, you know, the respect that is paid when... in times of hardship. I mean, it was such an emotional week for Leicester, as you said. Demarai Gray scored probably the most emotional goal of his career in the 55th minute to give Leicester that 1-0 win over Cardiff. But the result was obviously secondary to the fact that, you know, the bravery and the courage of the players to actually take the field after the week that they've had. But a wonderful tribute to their late owner. And that, by the looks of things, could really go on and galvanise Leicester for the rest of this season. So watch your space, but some wonderful scenes.
Yeah, emotional scenes there with Leicester. Hey, Phil, big wins for Tottenham, West Ham and Everton, and Arsenal and Liverpool, 1-1 and a blockbuster.
Yeah, well, I noticed you asked that question, Jimmy, because it's hard to ask the question when you're sitting in seventh, as Manchester United are. But, it was a stalemate between Arsenal and Liverpool, unfortunately. But Lacazette has left me feeling a little bit vulnerable this morning with Manchester City and Chelsea still to play this weekend. And they could leapfrog Liverpool into first and second spot, depending on their results. Lacazette, you have to lift your hat to him. He's been in wonderful form for Arsenal. He was a world record signing at the beginning of last season. Didn't really reach the heights, but he's on the score sheet regularly now and proving a real handful. Disappointing goal for Liverpool to concede. They had plenty of bodies around him in the box. But, it's certainly a fair result.
Feeling vulnerable, fair dinkum. What are you getting on a leather couch with you now? This is ridiculous. But anyway, you know what the most impressive thing about Manchester United is? The fact that they got it in the 90th minute. That is so Man United, back to the Alex Ferguson days.
It certainly is what they call it, squeaky bum time.
Squeaky bum time.
But no, look, it was they did ride their luck, and I say this with all honesty. Bournemouth really asked some questions first half, and their pace in transition to attack really asked some questions of Manchester United. Bournemouth didn't take those chances, and Martial and Rashford made them pay. Martial's been in great form. I think he scored 4 in 5. And that's 3 wins out of the last 4 for Manchester United. So Mourinho will be... I reckon that Rye Gwynn will start to return to his face if they can get another couple of wins.
Yeah, yeah. And look, there's a first too. Phil Moss being honest on the program. So...
Come on, you can't say something.
Well, hang on. He said in all honesty. I was like, well, is that new, is it?
Poor old Phil.
Good pick up, Jimmy. You get away with nothing
on
the show, right?
Yeah. You must love coming on, Phil. I feel sorry for you. Hey, Phil, what about Asani? We saw what happened in his debut for Celtic, and looks like he might need a total knee reconstruction. What are you hearing, Phil?
Yeah, look, I'm hearing that he's going for confirmation scans early in the week. But all the signs aren't sounding promising. Mm. But until it's confirmed, you've got to hold on to hope, but certainly if it's the worst-case scenario, there goes the Asian Cup. What looked like it was starting to build at Celtic for him, getting on the bench and off the bench in game. But terrible luck. Let's just keep our fingers crossed that it's not as bad as what we think it may be.
Mm, some big names on the score sheets in the Spanish League too. Sergio Ramos and Luis Suarez getting a couple for Barcelona.
Yes, he did, and they rode their luck there, Barcelona against Rayo Vallecano. But it's an important win because it gives them a four-point gap on Atletico Madrid, who were held 1-1 to Leganés. But Real Madrid's win was extremely lucky with their new interim coach, Santiago Solari. You'll never guess that he's Argentinian with a name like Santiago.
Yes.
But he is. and he's stepping in for Lopetegui, who was sacked after that drubbing last week. Mm. But a very important win for a standing coach to keep them in the hunt, if you like.
And Phil, one more game for the A-League round this weekend. The Mariners take on the FFA Cup winners, Adelaide, this afternoon.
The Boltless Mariners, Ray. He's finally flown the coop. And look, a very, very disappointing end, given that all signs are it was about money. And given that it was all about chasing a dream and converting from sprinting into professional football, the fact that it came down to a contract, I think, is a disgrace. I think he should have accepted minimum wage to get his dream. And then if he proves himself, well, then obviously his stakes rise as a footballer. But at the moment, he was going to sign as a sprinter. Disappointing, but I'm sure the Mariners and Mike Mulder will be glad to put that behind them and get on with the business of football. And a tough game against Adelaide. They're coming off the high of the FFA Cup final win, so no doubt they'll be flying high at Central Coast Stadium today. I believe Mariners are very, very confident going to this one, though.
Hmm, interesting. Oh, there you go. Well, let's get some... Oh, I've got the English Premier League up here. Man City, $1.10, Chelsea, $1.28, and Huddersfield are $2.30. We might just get the A-League result up to A-League prices up. Might take me a while to do this one. Here we go. Central Coast, $3.25, $2.10, Adelaide United.
There you go. Decent money.
Good odds.
There is a good return. Good on you, Mossy.
You heard it here first, Jimmy. You heard it here first.
That's why we get Phil Moss on, Joe.
Again, it's a first. We've got honesty and a tipped outsider. So there we go. So we'll look forward to that and see how the Mariners perform today and your tipping credentials on the line.
You have a great Sunday, boys.
Good on you, mate. You too.
See you, Phil.
Phil Moss there, our football expert. We're going to take a break. After the break, we'll be back with more. But just want to quickly say this one. Jimmy Ray, picture this. It was 1964 and a 12-year-old schoolboy is at the SCG watching a Shield match between South Australia and New South Wales. At Stumps, the young lad waits outside the members area, hoping to get some autographs. He gets Rex Sellers, he gets Brian Booth, and then A few minutes later, an older gentleman walks past. The young lad wonders, was that the Don? He quickly turns and chases down the older gentleman dressed in a suit and says, Mr. Bradman, may I have your autograph, please? My first experience of meeting someone famous. Cheers, Loz from Yarunga. Good on you, Loz. Great memories
there.
Very
hard to beat.
Very hard to beat. Hey, break and back with more.
On Monday at the Tab Call of the Card at Crown in Melbourne, a lucky bidder will walk away with a slice of Winks history. The saddle Hugh Bowman used for the Mighty Mare's second Cox Plate win in 2016 will be auctioned at the event in the name of charity. Funds raised from the auction will go towards helping sick kids in the Northern Territory. It's expected this unique crocodile skin saddle will fetch a hefty price and help a wonderful cause. A big thank you to Hugh Bowman for his donation.
New Zealand Bloodstock's Ready to Run sale has an unrivaled record of success. With 117 stakes wins and 17 Group 1 victories in the last five seasons alone, it's the most prolific source of winners in Australasia and Asia. Hundreds of two-year-olds are on offer, so don't miss the opportunity to bolster your stable. Join us at Karaka on the 21st and 22nd of November. Contact NZB now to request a catalogue or view online. New Zealand Bloodstock, where winning begins.
A lot's changed in small business, but some things, like paperwork, haven't. A business loan from Prosper won't add to the pile. Apply online or over the phone in 10 minutes, with just your driver's licence, ABN and account details. So if you'd rather do business than paperwork, talk to Australia's number one online lender to small business, Prosper. Visit prospa.com. Terms, conditions and lending criteria apply. Credit licence 454782.
Are you looking to be a part of positive change for your environment and community? Get on board and make a positive difference with Conservation Volunteers Australia. Our network of 25 offices around Australia and New Zealand are working with local communities to improve their environments with tree plantings, weed clearing, wildlife surveys and loads of other hands-on projects. Contact Conservation Volunteers Australia on 1800 032 501 or visit conservationvolunteers.com.au to find a project near you.
For our winner in 2018 of the Swinging Skirts LPGA Taiwan Championship, it's Nelly Korda.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're tuned to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Panel operator Hamish there, just taking a break from his work on the Obscure Sports Almanac to give us the win of Nelly Korda in the Swinging Skirts Classic in Taiwan. Raymond?
Well done, Sam. Daughter of Peter Korda, former Australian Open tennis champion.
Will do me. Right. Now, sitting alongside of you is a terribly handsome young man. Look at him. I mean, the hair slicked back. I thought Keith Ross Miller had walked into the building. It's Trent Lanscale from tab.com.au.
You've rendered him speechless, James.
Good morning, dear Jimmy. I'm just checking to see where this apparently good-looking, handsome man is that you're referring to.
That's an excellent
point.
You have
been watching Ray for the last 2.5 hours, so there you go.
And that's what he,
That's what I was referring to.
He's happy that you've walked into the studio.
Could I get you to briefly make comment about his bravery in wearing the Carlton Blues top?
Well, he's only been seen by me. That's the saving grace for him, but he good does point. Have to venture out at some stage today, and someone will be asking the question, why?
Exactly. What on earth is going on there? Right. Why? Australia is playing South Africa at Optus Stadium. The why, we know because it's cricket and we love this game. What's going to happen? $1.60 Australia, $2.40 South Africa.
It's amazing to think, Jimmy, that imagine if they were in form, that they are $1.60 to beat South Africa at $2.40. But then again, we saw the South African side against the Prime Minister's 11 during the week in Canberra. They weren't that flash.
Nope.
And even yesterday, we had a pundit that had 25,000 at $1.62 on Australia. So they're brave. For Australia's high bet, Aaron Finch is the $3.75 favourite. Chris Lynn's at $4.50. Travis Head and Darcy Short, they're both at $5. And then a couple of others, Sean Marsh, $6. And Glenn Maxwell, $7.50. For South Africa's high bet, Quinton de Kock is the $4 favourite. Faf du Plessis at $4.50. And Aidan Markram at $5. The other note, I guess, fellas, is that this won't be seen on free-to-air television. It's only being shown on Fox Cricket.
Yep, changing face of Australian cricket. Round four of the NBL continues today, Trent. The 36ers take on the Bullets.
They are, Ray. Adelaide at home, firm favourites, $1.38, and the Brisbane Bullets, $3.10. This is a 2.50 start our time. Although Brisbane did defeat Adelaide 108-98 at home last Thursday night, the 36ers looking to rebound. just in the margin betting. The favourite way is the 36ers by 1 to 10 at $2.60. You've been speaking about it during the morning. Tomorrow night, 7:50 at Melbourne Arena, the defending champions, Melbourne United, $1.70 against the Sydney Kings.
Take on the good guys.
At $2.15 there. And for the NBA fans, there is a game today at midday. It will be shown the Denver Nuggets, $1.48, and the Utah Jazz with an Australian flavour at $2.65.
Moss, put them on the line. Central Coast, $3.25. They're going to win.
Well, if you want to be a little bit safer, Jimmy, Central Coast to win or draw is $1.75 for the contest against Adelaide United. The only one left in the A-League for round three. There's two matches overnight in the EPL, and they're short price favourites. Manchester City, $1.10 at home to Southampton. That's at 2 o'clock in the morning. And Chelsea are $1.28 when they entertain Crystal Palace. That's at 3 o'clock in the morning. And the other thing as well, Jimmy, is when I did see Ray this morning after waking up, he did seem a bit heartbroken. And I said to Ray, look, I'm sorry. You saw Tanya during the week. She had to go back home, and he went, no, it was because Roger Federer lost overnight to Novak Djokovic. And Djokovic is $1.15 to beat Karen Khachanov in the ATP Paris Masters final at 1 o'clock in the morning. Sorry, Ray.
You say it was one of the all-time classic matches, too. Yeah.
But unfortunately, Federer just didn't get the job done against Djokovic. Don't worry, Tanya, keeping him safe. There's plenty else happening. Obviously, the Melbourne Cup on Tuesday. Yucatan now $5 to win the race that stops the nation. Check out the markets and plenty more at tab.com.au.
I don't know how comforting that is for Tanya Thomas, knowing that Trent Lansdale is keeping her husband safe. That might be a little bit other way around there. But anyway.
He's a good man, Trent.
Yeah, all right. I'll take your word for it, Ray. Good on you, Trent. Trent Lansdale from tab.com.au. Now, just by the way, we've got another message in from Warren Dooley's brother, Paul Dooley. And Paul Dooley saying, talking about the K-Ranch Rodeo, he said, mate, it's rodeo, not rodeo. So what? How do you pronounce that, Ray?
Either, I reckon. Rodeo or rodeo. Probably rodeo.
Do we have a consensus on rodeo or rodeo?
I think it's rodeo, to be fair.
Rodeo.
Trent.
Rodeo. Rodeo. Yeah, because in Beverly Hills, it's Rodeo Drive.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's the point.
That's the American influence there for you, James.
Yeah, it is. Rodeo. Mm. Anyway, thank you very much for the clarification on that one. Paul, 1353 53, the open line number. Just before we get to a call, I want to do this. I know Scotty Foster unavailable. He was at Derby Day, Raymond.
He hasn't surfaced.
No, he hasn't surfaced. I'll tell you what they do have. They've got an outstanding 2013 VW Up. It's got a maps and more package. It's a 5-door hatch. It's a beautiful little hatch. Only the one owner. 110,000 k's on it. Comes with logbooks, complete service history. Satellite navigation, air conditioning, power steering, Bluetooth, audio streaming, traction control, ABS brakes, city emergency braking, 4 airbags, power windows, remote control locking. These cars are packed with options and have a 5-star safety rating for even more peace of mind. On sale to the listeners today. What about this price? $5,990. A 2013 VW Up. With Maps Plus More Package. It's only $5,990. Check them out online. Fosters Quality Cars.com.au, or you can give them a call, 9637 5024. And remember, great finance packages available as well. And don't forget, if you want a truck, you can get one from the Good Truck Wholesalers, who are doing some work with Steve Foster and Sons Quality Cars now. So
car won't last, James. It'll be gone today.
$5,990. Get in quick. Fosters Quality Cars.com.au. Let's quickly go to a caller, Raymond, before we say goodbye for the morning. Anthony is on the line. G'day, Anthony.
Good morning. Listen, I like to comment on the cricket, but brush with fame. I remember I got sweaty palms one afternoon at Anzac Stadium when I met the great Ray Thomas. I was that nervous that my palms were sweaty. But does that count as a brush of fame?
Absolutely, it does. Absolutely. Apparently, Ray, I'm just seeing vision of Ray. He's not hearing this at the moment. This is unfortunate, too, because this would have been an emotional time for him. Still not hearing anything. Did he speak to you?
It was quite pleasant, actually. More pleasant. I knew he'd be. He comes across as a pleasant guy, and he was even more pleasant in person.
Oh, that's a surprise, too, because he can be dismissive at times, Raymond. Right? Tell you what, if you're not in the good books, he's had a bad day on the punt, he can be very dismissive. Raymond, so...
I missed all that. Were you talking about me?
Actually, caller Anthony was giving you a rap when he met you at ANZ Stadium.
Listen, no, on the cricket,
yeah.
On the cricket, very quickly before we go, there's a lot of blame to go around. There's a lot of loud noises. But can I have a go at you guys? One of the loudest noises is the media. Well, when are they going to admit they got it wrong when they campaigned for the players and hounding Nicky Arthur out of the country when he smelt there might have been a culture problem in Australian cricket? I reckon if he was around today, he'd be building the side around George.